as we try to escape the heat this week, with two more drownings across popular swimming spots across New South Wales. In sport, Bernard Tomic launched a stunning attack at Leighton Hewitt after marking an early exit from the Australian Open yesterday, saying Hewitt has split the Aussie playing ranks by giving players from his management company wildcards for the Open. Tomic also ruling out a return to Davis Cup under Hewitt. Plenty of local hopes in action on day one of the Australian Open, and it was mostly positive news, with eight Aussies advancing to the second round yesterday. Australia's two big hopes began their campaigns in fine form. Alex Diminor breezed past Portugal's Pedro Sousa 6-4, 7-5, 6-4, while Ash Barty demolished Thailand's Luke Sika Kum Kum 6-2, 6-2 in just 52 minutes. Nick Kyrgios headlines today when he takes on Milos Raonic. And in cricket, the Melbourne Stars have slumped to their third Big Bash loss, going down by 59 runs to ladder leaders Hobart Hurricanes at the MCG last night. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Your next chance to experience Kia Friday Night Racing at Canterbury Park is this Friday.
Enjoy live music and delicious delights at the Canterbury Foodies Market.
A host of kids entertainment and the $90,000 cash giveaway.
With free entry, it's a Friday night carnival that everyone can enjoy.
So get your friends and family together at Canterbury Park this Friday for Kia Friday Night Racing. Cost for television packages start at $60 in the Guinness restaurant.
To find out more, visit theraces.com.au.
If you're finding off-the-rack suits don't fit properly, from January 20 to 21, Signature Bespoke's expert tailors can mesh you up for a suit that will fit you perfectly. With two tailored suits and two shirts from just $650. Book an appointment now at signaturebespoke.com.au.
The Central Coast is alive with thundering hooves. And Sky Sports Radio is right there. Thursday, it's Cup Day at Gosford. Plus the thrilling takeover target. Sky Sports Radio has all the Gosford tips. Thursday morning at 10.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe,
first time, every time,
is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It is almost 6:10. Now, just repeating, the Corowa meeting today has been postponed to Thursday. They've moved that because of the heat. So Corowa today moved to Thursday. And they'll start earlier at about 10:15. They go through on Thursday or 10:45 right through. It'll be 10:15 to 1:45. So that meeting on Corowa has been postponed. Now, we've got Gunnedah today. Mark Storey is joining me now. Morning, Mark.
Morning,
John. I'm good. How's your day? I bet you're going to have a warm one up around, what, 39:40?
Yeah, about 39:40. Luckily, we've got a nice southerly breeze blowing at the moment, so keeping the temperature down.
Well, that's fantastic. How have you rated the track today?
It's a good 3. We've had plenty of water on it in the last 2 weeks. But those hot days we've had soaked every bit of moisture out of it.
Yeah, with that hot weather, you'd almost see the steam coming off the track as you're putting it on.
That's right. It's very hard to keep up with the watering, but we've managed. Our staff's done a great job keeping the water on. We've been watering about 18 hours a day.
Gee whiz. All right. So today you've got it at a good 3, the rail true?
The rail's true, and, good 3. It's pretty nice surface. A lot of green in it, which is good.
Now, Mark, for people going along today, I imagine you've got plenty of cool areas and everything to keep them cool.
We will. We'll have lots of soaker hoses on for everyone, and also the participants and the horses, of course.
All right, terrific. So a great day there, your first one, 1:15. Have a great meeting there today, Mark.
Thanks very much.
Mark Storey at Gunnedah. Gary Harley is there, going to find the winners first today. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. A very hot day, as we all know, at Gunnedah today, up around the 40-degree mark. 7 races on the program, nice little program. Pretty keen. There's a couple of short ones there that should win, but I like one or two others that are a little bit of value. Righto, let's have a look at them.
All right, now the first, we take our 1-2-1 more Legend 950, 3 out, 4 Ingar 81, 5 Billy's Tune 14, 6 out, 7 Star Express 11, number 8 Dark Ali 151, 9 Pervenche 460, 10 Smart Move 460, 11 out, 12 Bushy's Crumpet 330, 13 out, 14 Royal Swagger 11, 15 Miss Breffney is 14, 16 Platina 10, 17 out, and 18 Peanut Vendor 71. Favourite 330, number 12 Bushy's Crumpet.
Righto, race 1. I like them 10, 9, 12, and 7. Number 10, Smart Move, is a first starter trained by Brett Thompson up at Gulgong. Billy Cray's going to ride, and the horse went to Newcastle for a trial just after Christmas. Began well, shared the lead in a 900-metre trial, and pushed along a bit at the top of the straight when owner Costum trialled it. And it was ridden out the win, but it won okay. The second horse could have won the trial, Janaya, but it goes pretty good. But I thought that trial there at Newcastle was good enough. The blinkers are on. Barrier 1, got good speed, and it's only a 1,000-metre race. I thought it'd be very, very hard to beat. Number 9, second pick in the race, Pavench, trained by Brett Taverner. Hasn't trialled since July. Is a first starter. Got beat a long way in a trial by Jim Dealer, a stablemate who won at Newcastle recently. But it did make some good ground there, even though it was beaten a long way. He hasn't trialled it, which gives me the idea that he's pretty keen on it. He's going to start it first up without a trial. And I'll be surprised if it won't run well in this race. Third pick, number 12, Bushy's Crumpet, has had a lot of chances. He's had 14 starts for 2 placings. But this is a nice race for us. Greg Ryan will ride us. He's drawn out a bit. But she has got speed if they want to use it. But in recent starts, she's been going back. Number 7, Star Express, is the other one for Rodney Robin. Matthew Carl riding at Gunnedah today. 10, 9, 12, 10, 7.
Race two, 1 Sugar Lane, 360. 2 Squared, 550. Number 3, Mon Petite Fee, 21. 4 Anagami, $5. 5 New York Philly, $5.50. 6 Purist, $17. 7 Finrialta, $2.90 and 8 out. The favourite 7 Finrialta, $2.90 in the second.
The numbers there are 7, 1, 2, and 4. I like Finrialta. First up today, hasn't raced since August. Hasn't had a trial. Had really good form back in the winter. Run third at Crindivy on Bangkok one day at in June, and only got beat a couple of lengths. Run second at Grafton to Ilya, and was up on the speed all the way that day. Chelsea Ings will claim, CJ Graham will claim 1.5. The young lady's in dashing form. Having got a few more winners, and she'll lose her country claim and then obviously concentrate on the provincials. But she'll give this every chance with a good barrier. It'll start from barrier 5, Finrialta. It'll be very hard to beat. Number 1, Sugar Lane. Colleen Thurston coming over from Gilgandra. It's won its last 2 at Gilgandra. Has been pretty impressive. Won by nearly 6 lengths the first time, and then won by a length and a half on the 6th of January. Got very good speed. Queen Yong will claim 2 at 58.5. It's a big danger. Number 2, Squared. Connie Gregg and Greg Ryan. He got back worse from midfield the other day at Gilgandra. Worked home fair and had no cover in that race, but so it was had a pretty tough run. Got beat about 4 lengths, but his previous form was okay, and it has raced well at Gunnedah before. Number 4, Inagami, is my 4th pick up from Hawkesbury. Doesn't always run 2 races alike. Has won 5 out of 56. But the last run at Taree, she was pretty good. She come from a mile back and no cover and ran on well to get beat less than 2 lengths. Race 2, 7, 1, 2 and 4.
Third event, 1 Jazzy Nick, 340. 2 Lamont, 320. 3 Shot at the Reward, $6. 4 Redirect, 380. 5 Not in the Nick, 10. 6 Sapient, 17. 7 Wide Eye, 26. 8 Dead Reckoning, 19. Number 9, Ice Chiller, 71. Favourite is number 2, the Mont, at $3.20.
Rate 3, the numbers here are 2, 1, 4, and 3. I like the Mont, it's a bit of value. Young Reese Jones will claim, and he'll claim 3. So the Mont will carry 56.5. One will a double 3 starts back. Then Cody Morgan took it to Grafton, and it only just got beat up there. For a failure at Scone, but a huge drop in class here. Barrier 1, going to get a lovely barrier. And as I said, the claim is a big asset. Number 1, Jazzy Nick, second pick, trained on the track by Gavin Groff. Gav's got a few chances today. This horse runs second on Inverell Cup Day, New Year's Day, only beaten 3/4 of a length. Was up on the speed and just kept running on. His form before that, a couple of the runs were okay earlier in the year. Earlier last year were okay, and the claim for Molly Partridge will help. Number four, Redirect, went okay first up for Gainer Williams at Gilgandra. That'll be a lot better for the run. I think it'll be two lengths there. Missed the start by three lengths, made up a ton of ground. And number three, Shot at the Reward for Sally Torrance. It won at Gunnedah three runs back and run fourth at Armidale recently. 2-1-4-3.
All right, we go to the next event, race four. Number one, I May Be a Winner, 151. Two, Kenny Win, 460. Three out. Now four, Real Long Tom, 480. Four, five, Think of Legend, is 41. Six, Time for Us, 10. Seven out. Eight, Sir Leo, 151. Nine, Promissorio, 151. 10 out. 11, Normality, 3 even. 12, Pleasure Bomb, $6. 13 out. 14, Queens, is $6. 15, Sooner or Later, 17. 16, Rahamla, is 126. Number 17, Fladeus, 101. At 18, Dad's Blaze, 51. Favourite here, number 11, Normality, at $3 even.
Race 4, 11, 14, 2 and 4. This is my best bet of the day, Normality. Trained by Paul Massara. First run in a race by Animal Kingdom, and a mother is a very, very well-bred mare, an American mare, Sinatia, that'll do anyway. Bred up at Arrowfield and owned by John Massara and Alan Jones. This horse is two trials back in March, August, and again in December, mid-December, were just average. But its last trial at Scone, on December 29, it went like a bomb. It jumped. Rachel Murray rode it. She's riding it today. It flew out of the barrier, led clear, and absolutely bolted in under hands and heels. Come home the last 600 of the 900-metre trial in 32.94. Absolutely flew. Now, obviously has a few issues to filly because she's got a blind foal first time, bleakness first time, crossover noseband first time, and a lugging bit first time. So she's obviously been a problem. But the way she went in that trial, I think she'll beat these. I made her the best bet of the day, number 11. 14 Queens is very close to a win. Bred and owned by New Haven Park, Nathan Doyle, trains from at Scone. Run third at Tamworth the other day. Was back running last, three wide, no cover. Very green early in the race, and gee, it ran home good. That's not the first time it's caught my eye. At Orange three runs back in November, its run was a beauty as well. Its second pick, two Kenny Win. Gee, it's been trying to win for a long time. 19 starts, 11 placings, and a definite place chance. And number four, Real Long Tom for Brett Kavanagh. You don't think it'll be the length of three quarters at Newcastle to the stablemate, Jim Dealer, on December 22. Might have been the strongest of races. However, that gives it some chance in a race like this, definitely. 11, best bet of the day, 14, 2 and 4.
All right, now race 5, 1, Caldero is 31, 2, Clifty, 81, 3, Myrtle at 71, number 4, Test, 23, 5, We Can't Be Beaten, 150, 6, Whiskey Apple, 31, 7, Art of Fury, 6, number 8, Bunny Hopper, 126, 9, Miss Bojangles, 23, 10, Queen Ida, 11, 11 out, 12, Chance of Rain, 6, 13 out. Favourite short, $1.50, number 5, We Can't Be Beaten.
Race 5, my number is 0, 5, 7, 12 and 6. The odds on favourite for Gainer Williams, Greg Ryan looks the winner here, and that is number 5, We Can't Be Beaten. We Can't Be Beaten. Has run 2 seconds lately at Dubbo and at Mudgee. At Dubbo on 21st of December, it was beaten a long head or so, got back midfield, chased hard the last fit, particularly the last 100 metres, and behind Reddy's Queen, and that run was good enough to win this. Prior to that, it run second at Mudgee, beaten a length of three quarters, behind the Warlord, who goes pretty good, and it tipped the line well that day. Now, the barrier's okay. Greg Ryan will ride it. We Can't Be Beaten. And it's very, very well weighted, this short. under the plate conditions, under set weight conditions, with only 59 on its back up against these other horses. He's very, very well weighted. It's a tip, number 7, second pick, Arda Fiori. He's bred to be a star, but he hasn't produced it as yet. He's a daughter of Hortensia by Schwarzier. At 7 starts for 2 placings, and a couple of really good placings early in his career, but he's never produced it since. The 14th of December was the last run at Scone. There she got beat about 5.5 lengths, got way back in the field, beat 3 or 4 home in the run home. And then the other day, she trialled at Scone on December 29. Now, she got beat 6 lengths, but it was a hot trial. Starboy won the trial, and Rekindle Force run 2nd. She was 3 lengths behind the second last horse from the time they jumped all the way into the straight. And she made up a ton of ground in the run home, even though beaten over 6 lengths. If she repeats that trial in this race here, she'll definitely run a place. I know Paul Massara has been frustrated that she hasn't been able to win a race, but she should run pretty well today. One thing about Gunnabar, it's a good long straight, flat track, good long straight, and that's what she'll like. I'll probably ride her back and let her run home. Number 12, Chance of Rain. Third pick, Sterling Osmond. Down from Armadale. It ran fourth at Inverell, beaten 3/4 of a length. Last start was third last, chased hard. The run was okay. And number 6, Whiskey Apple. Looks the leader of the race. Trained by Sally Torrance. Sal lives at, trained at Tamworth, but she lives at Gunnedah. Ran a place here, 3 starts back. And it could do likewise here. So here I like them, 5, 7, 12, 10, 6.
All right, now race 6 is the Summer Cup. 1, Reward the Chaser, 250, 2 out. 3, George 2, 330, 4, St. Luke, 460, 5, Valencia, 19. 6, Celtic Tiger, 11, 7, Bring the Joy, $9, 8, Bon Bon, 26, 9 and 10 out. 11, Tiger Story, 18, 12, Being Bitten, 51, and 13, Michu, 101. Favourite, 250, 1, Reward the Chaser.
Race 6, the numbers are 4, 1, 3, and 6. Open race, I reckon there's 3 very good chances here, 4, 1, and 3. I've got number 4 on top in the race, but Luke, he hasn't won a race for some time, but I reckon that he's ready. 2 starts back, he run 3rd at Scone over the mile, behind Koolaminya Kid. He got beat about half a neck. He was up running 4th in a field of 11. And then he went to Musselbrook in January 10, probably just over a length, back midfield, in a field of 8, and hit the line pretty good beyond Aham. And I reckon here, at Gunnedah, where with the long run home, he'd be very hard to beat. Matty McGowan, terrific rider, one of the best in the country. He rides it, and I think it's got a great oak to Michelle Fleming. Want to reward the chaser for Brett Kavanagh. It'll probably start favourite. Failed at Kempsey last start, January 5, got me 5 lengths. It was a field of 12, was running 3rd, got a bit keen mid-race. And Jay Ford at the steady, it wasn't at Kempsey, it was on the Kenzo track, should I say. Jay Ford at the steady at the 600. And then he was held up in the early part of the straight. Was gone at the 200, got beat about 5 lengths. And this is a massive drop in class. Run 3rd at Cross Harbour prior to that. Was only just beaten half a length when it tried to lead all the way. And at Scone, it wasn't beaten far by Sunday Swindler. Goes okay. I got 60.5, but I still think it'll be very hard to beat. Number 3, George 2, is a good tip for this. He just bolted in a Bathurst the other day. Got back 3rd last in a field of 7. And come through the field nicely, took the lead at the 100 and raced right away to win by nearly 2 lengths. Was only just beaten at Dubbo prior to that, and 4 starts back at Dubbo likewise. Gator Williams has got him, Ashley Morgan rides him. He looks a good chance in an open race. Number 6, Celtic Tiger, the Cessnock trainer Dean Jackson. Hit the line really good after missing a kick at Cessnock on the 8th of January. Run 2nd, just beaten, not without a hope. 4, 1, 3 and 6.
All right, Gaz, the last race, 7-1 Thermosa, $1.70. Number 2, Vega Lago, 11. 3, Red Liberty, 8.50. 4, Double Gaze, $5. 5, in Bengal, 26. 6, Dan Roy, 11. 7, Hell of a Tail, 51. 8 out. 9, Wacky Doo, 26. 10, The Equinator, 26. 11, Clipperholic, 15. 12, Handful of Aces, 51. 13, 14 out. Favourite, $1.70. Number 1, Thermosa.
Race 7, 1, 4, 2, and 3. Give you a short price, Thermosa. I tell you what, he's got a ton of talent. He's green. He can do plenty wrong, but he is very smart. Rodney Robb trains him out there at Mingan. Matt Carl making the trip to ride him. And in his poor start so far, he's been ridden by Wendy Peel, the apprentice. And this is the first time that Matt's ridden him. Now, he won at Coonabarabran on debut by 3.5 lengths back in October, led all the way. And he went to Mooree and got beat just over a length in November. And then he's won his last two at Dubbo. He was running third in a field of 14 there, two runs back November 20, and hit the line good to win. And on December 10, Wendy had him up on the speed all the way outside the leader. He was a clear leader straightening. And down that long straight at Dubbo, he wanted to wander about in the straight a fair bit. But he just had too much on him. He's pretty talented. And he won the race easily. Matty Carl, senior rider, very strong. Top country rider. He'll straighten him out today. He's got a crossover noseband first time. And I think they may be looking towards country championship with this bloke. He's by Squamosa. Four-year-old with a big future. I've got him on top. Number 4 is my second pick, Double Gaze for Mark Mason. Some of the other one run back, run fifth at Armidale, beaten about 5.5 lengths on 18th of December. Got back a mile in the race after being slow out and grinded home okay. He's only had the 9 runs. He's won a couple with a couple of placings, or she has. She's a mare. And she was a winner here. When she come from a mile back, way back in May, and she runs second here to Kenny Colleen. And that's no mean feat, only just beaten back in May. So she's the big threat, if any, to Formosa. Number 2, Vega de Lago. Got a play poke. Another one, Jeff O'Brien trades at Crindai. Got an awkward alley. Didn't do much at Inverell last start. But it runs fifth in a highway at Rose Hill. Who runs back? And that gives it a chance. Number 3, Red Liberty for Gavin Groff. As I said earlier, the local trainer. The big fella's got a few chances today. Former Victorian. Got beat nearly 4 lengths at Inverell. First up, not first up here. That was what happened. It come from Victoria. It won at Pakenham in May. It ran third at Pakenham in June. Came to Gavin on 5th at Scone on December 4. Had a trial at Dubbo. And then run 7th at Inverell on New Year's Day. Was never close enough, but did make up ground. 1, 4, 2, and 3. Well, I'm giving the blue blood as my best bet of the day today, Sean, which is race 4, number 4, Normality, owned and raced by John Massara and Alan Jones. Rachel Murray to ride for Paul Massara. I'm hoping she runs up to her last trial, and if she does, I think she is the best bet of the day. Let's have a look at the quaddy. Race number 4. I've got Normality on top, but I've got a couple of others in here, just in case she doesn't run up to that trial run. So I've got 11 Normality, 14 Queens, who I think will run very well, and 2 Kenny win, 11, 14, and 2, race 4. Race 5, 5, 7, and 12. We can't be beaten. Are well weighted. Looks a good thing here with Greg Ryan aboard. It'll be pretty short, but I've got it on top. And I've also got number 7 in as well as a backup, Arta Fiori, in case he pulls out a best form, the daughter of Hortensia. 5 and 7 in race number 5. Now we go to race 6, 4, 1, and 3 in the quaddy there. I think they're the the best three chances, or the main three of the race. Four St Luke, looking to get back into winning form, as a one for a long time. But the stable's having a great run with Michelle Fleming. One Reward, the chaser for Brett Kavanagh. And number three, George 2. 4, 1, and 3. And race 7, 1 and 4. Formosa on top. And number 4, Double Gaze as a backup. 1 and 4. Very warm day. It is summer, we know that. But around the 40 degrees is very, very hot. No doubt all precautions are going to be taken. I've taken race in New South Wales. I think allowed the horses to get there a little bit later, which is good. And naturally, all the officials and stewards will make sure everything's okay for the welfare of the horses, the jockeys, and everyone else up there today. It's going to be hot, but let's hope that we can find a few winners for the punters. Thanks, Sean, and I'll talk to you on Thursday, where we have a terrific meeting coming up at Gosford. Gosford Cup Day, listed race, 150,000, and the takeover target, formerly the pace setter, another listed race, both at Gosford Thursday. Expected to be a little bit cooler there. Saw the forecast last night, about 33 degrees. Steve Scollard's got the track going enormous, as it always is, a magnificent surface. There's no better in New South Wales than the surface there. You only got to ask the top jockeys, I'll tell you that. And we look forward to going there. Canada today with Gavin Carmody and Gosford Thursday. Hope you're back a winner.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley, right on 10:30. Let's update news and sport now. It's with the Madison Clare line.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Well, plenty of Aussies tasted success at the Australian Open yesterday, but Bernard Tomic wasn't among them. He went down to Marin Cilic in straight sets, and as usual, it was the press conference where Tomic was his most extraordinary, launching an attack on Leighton Hewitt, claiming Hewitt has split the Aussie playing ranks and is promoting talent for his own financial gain. Aussie teen sensation Alex Dimonor kicked off his campaign with a straight sets win over Pedro Souza. John Millman was also successful, while Ash Barty's campaign also got off to a flying start with a straight sets win over Thailand's Luke Sika Kum Kum. Meanwhile, Nick Kyrgios headlines today when he takes on Milos Raonic. 8 locals, including Thanasi Kokkinakis, Sam Stosur and Daria Gavrilova, will take to the court on another sweltering day in Melbourne Park. And in cricket, Darcy Short led the Hobart Hurricanes to a 59-run win over the Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash last night. The Hurricanes now sit 4 points clear at the top of the leaderboard. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio has your perfect start to a winning day. Racing HQ is the complete package of all the day's vital racing information.
She'll get a lovely run just in behind the speed.
She's got to win in her very soon.
From 10, we'll preview the major New South Wales meet. And you'll hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys and owners. Racing HQ is required listening every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill in Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help 1-800-858-858.
Racing HQ, Racing HQ. Green lights on and they are racing. Here's On the Pace.